This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us today is Scott Kainz, the CEO of Corcell PLC. Happy New Year to you, Scott. Welcome back on Stockbox. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Mark. Yes, it's great to be here after a little break over the holidays.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's nice to be talking to you again. And of course, some significant news coming out of Corcell. An MOU has been signed for nickel offtake on the Mambare and Wowo Gap projects. So I wonder if I can ask you really, how did this deal come about to begin with?
Well, that's quite interesting, actually. It's funny. This has come through a contact of mine through London Business School. So I always joke that business school friends are some of the most expensive you can ever buy. And in this case, it's actually turned out really well. So I have a contact at Sentient Global Resources Fund, who's a fellow graduate of LBS. Mm. And we started talking a few months back about possibly doing something. We looked originally at some of our gas peakers and some of the other things that we've announced and are working on at the moment. And we kind of settled on doing something here with Mambare and Wowo Gap. And as it turns out, Sentient and two other large groups have invested in and built a cathode plant in China called NPC, or New Powder Cosmo, that has a real requirement and an ongoing requirement for this kind of battery, these kind of battery metals that we can produce from Mambare and Wowo Gap. And so we started to do some work on how we might work together. And I think you can consider this sort of the first of hopefully a long relationship between the two parties. The MOU sort of starts to talk about how we're going to work together on providing direct shipping ore. And we hope that that is just the beginning of an ongoing series of potential transactions and a deeper relationship. Mm.
So this direct shipping ore, or DSO as it's referred to, what exactly does that mean?
So that's the simplest kind of production at a mine you can do. And that's always been the plan at these two sites, at Mambare and Wowo Gap, certainly over the last couple of years. If you might remember, our investors may remember, we were originally developing the Mambare project with direct nickel. We decided to, which it has a technology attached to it, and we decided to turn this into a DSO project a couple of years ago. And really what that means is simply you extract it, you dry it out, put it on a ship, and you send it off. So it's the cheapest way really to go into production. Mm-hmm. And that's the plan at both these projects, at least at the beginning. Certainly, once you're in DSO production, you have cash flow, you could build a processing plant on site. But that would be somewhat down the road. So the plan here would be to export this ore, probably to a processing location in China, at which point it would be sent on to NPC to be included in all the kinds of batteries that we use on a daily basis.
Okay. And the company then, Sentient Global Resources, they will actually take the ore off you and take it to the market?
Yeah, the idea is that Sentient, Dogide, and Cosmo, so these three fairly large entities, run a plant, a cathode plant that has a requirement for this. They want to secure the raw materials. They will make the arrangements to send it for any kind of processing that's required before it goes through their plant. But they're the sort of end customer. So really, for the first time, I think in Corcell's history, we've sort of established a direct relationship with a user of our raw materials, which I'm sure you can understand the importance of that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But does this partnership or this MOU go further than that? I noticed that a line in the RNS said that you agreed to work together to identify and secure funding required to actually take the projects to production. So have you agreed terms, even however loosely?
Well, I say that's the beginning of these conversations. Right now, we're worried about spec, which I think is covered in the RNS as well. It's really about getting the spec right, making sure that everything works on their end. But yeah, Sentient is a huge $2.7 billion global mining fund. So who better to partner with to go ahead and take these assets forward, whether they do the investments themselves or they just facilitate it so that NPC in China, so that the plant itself has access to those materials. In a sense, those details don't matter. But I can assure you when the Corcell board sits here and looks and says, how do we take these forward? Having partners like these are going to be critical. So these are the details we're working out. Like I said, at this point, the MOU really outlines the beginning of the relationship that may turn into discussions around or offtake funding support for the projects and additional partnerships.
And who are these people then, Scott? And who are NPC?
Yeah, so NPC is a joint venture set up in China back in 2017 to make cathode materials. And it's a joint venture between three entities. The first is Sentient Global Resources, which is a $2.7 billion mining fund, invests in mining projects throughout the world. The second party is Dougai Group, which is the People's Republic of China's third largest pigment producer. They've got $300 million of annual revenues. And the third is Cosmo AM&T, which is a really massive listed Korean entity that produces cathodes. So cathode parts for some of the major players in the industry. And so when this joint venture was set up, effectively what it was Cosmo bringing some of their advanced technology to China. And they set it up as a 5,000 ton per day plant. And currently they're planning on expanding that to 20,000 tons per annum next year. So when it comes to supply chain and dealing with making sure they have the materials they need, they had some issues during COVID. I can't go into too much detail about that, but effectively they struggled like many, I think, producers to get the materials that they needed during some of the supply chain problems we've had over the last year. And really what they're looking to do now is secure their own supply so that this doesn't happen to them again. They're going to expand the plant. So obviously their needs are going to go up. And that's really the logic from their point of view on establishing this relationship together.
Okay. So what does this mean for both the projects then, Mumbari and Wowo?
I would argue for Corcel anyway, it's the largest thing we've done in our history. I mean, it's certainly the first time we've ever had a relationship with these kind of serious players. And as far as the projects are concerned, what it means is that once the projects have mining leases, we can accelerate them into production straight away. Because if you think about it, if you got a mining lease, but you don't really have an offtake partner, then you may not spend the money to go ahead and start to prepare the pit, prepare the roads, and put the process and infrastructure in place. So what this means, as the way I see it, is that now when Mumbari gets its mining lease, everything should be fast-tracked. It really just changes the dynamic. So it's, in a sense, we've moved a little ahead of ourselves here, and we have an offtake partner before we have our mining lease. And as we know, and as I think I've discussed, Wowo is working on its mining lease in the background. So as soon as that gets into place, obviously you could start to look at producing from both these sites.
Okay. And the mining lease, any idea when you might expect that to be granted?
Well, I mean, I've commented on this before. I can't say too much. It's just difficult to know with PNG, but everything is pointing to the right, to things moving forward. Certainly, if you go to the mining cadastre in PNG, it shows that it's been put to the last step. And then, we just need to wait for that process to play out. Is it a matter of days, weeks, months? Honestly, I can't tell you. We just don't know. But I think things seem to, in the background, be percolating. They seem to be trending the right direction for that to move forward. Okay. And once that's in place, as I said, then this is the partnership you want, because this means we can move it into production as quickly as realistically possible.
Yeah, well, it sounds good, certainly, the idea of fast-tracking when that mining lease comes through. But until that mining lease comes through then, are things on hold, or you'll be working on things with the partner in the background?
Yeah, no, we're working on spec and things like that. That's kind of what I was saying earlier. So the offtake is not a simple matter of just signing a contract. This is a non-binding agreement. So obviously we need to move that to something more concrete. We need to flesh out all the detail that we put into the RNS, make sure that we're providing the right amount, make sure the timings work out, make sure that the spec is what they need, assuming it needs additional processing, getting that intermediary in place, these sorts of things. So there's plenty to do. But I think the point is, once you've got the sort of ultimate customer interested, then you have effectively help along all parts of this process, whether that's aligning funding, as I said, doing some processing, doing test work in Australia. This, we just have, a sort of big brother really kind of overlooking that and able to advise us and help us on this process.
Okay. So we should see this this partnership hopefully developing and maturing and more meat coming on the bones in the near term.
Yeah, I would say, like I said, we see this as the beginning. So obviously I can't say too much more about the things we're talking about, but I can say that we're looking to do bigger and better things together. And like I said, these guys, this group has expressed interest in this ongoing offtake, and they're going to facilitate us basically taking these two projects to that point.
Okay.
That may, that may be additional feasibility study work needs to be done, other things, like I said, to make sure that the spec and that the economics are where they need to be.
Okay. And just a final thought, maybe a personal thought from you, Scott. Then we're in the new year, 2022. How do you feel that we've started the year and the company's managed to get this MOU in place? What are your feelings for Corcel and the prospects this year?
Obviously, I think it's a great start. I mean, you know, we've outlined our battery led strategy before. As I said earlier, I think this is one of the most important things we've ever done, because these, you know, the Corcel and its predecessors have had, you know, Mumbari and projects like this for a while. Whoa, Gap was added last year, and the markets just haven't really recognized it. So I think the key here was to say these aren't just projects in the ground in PNG. These are projects that have a viable pathway to production with a partner that can assist, as I said earlier, to take us to that point. So from my point of view, as far as how to kick off this year, we couldn't do it better. I mean, I'd really like to think investors would look at this and say, okay, these mining assets have been a little bit neglected, you know, a little bit slow to develop with Wowo Gap, and some of these points are now legitimate, you know, near-term producers. And therefore, this company needs to be looked at quite differently. So as we step back and we look at our sort of flexible grid solution side and the mining side, I think, no, we're pretty excited. I mean, I think this, you know, we are executing on the strategy we've outlined. I hope people could see that. And I, you know, I believe that we're going to get more support to continue to pursue these things over the course of the year.
Okay. Well, Scott Kainz, the CEO of Corcel PLC, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you as well.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like, or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter, and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programs at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.